Two bills working their way through the Indiana legislature would increase penalties for farmers and others who misuse pesticides. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Feel reports, one aim of the legislation is to stop a controversial weed killer from drifting off of fields and killing neighboring crops.
The state has gotten so many complaints about dicamba drift that farmers must stop applying certain dicamba products on soybeans starting June 20th. Jeff Cummins is the Associate Director for Policy Engagement with the Indiana Farm Bureau. He says the proposed bills would increase the maximum penalties for misusing all kinds of pesticides, something that hasn't been done in decades.
Making sure that we don't lose access to those products because there are too many bad actors that are operating and paying the current level of civil penalties just as a cost of doing business.
One bill in the State House would also set up a point system that would increase fines for repeat offenders. The Office of the State Chemist says it will reassess the use of dicamba after the Environmental Protection Agency decides whether to allow the use of the pesticide next growing season. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.